Sanderson Pens podcast episode 322 for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. This is mine.
This is Lisa.
So it's the 22nd and it's the 322nd episode.
Ooh, we should play the lottery. What's up?
Yeah, so this last weekend we were out shopping and I bought myself a thesaurus. It's weird. It had all blank pages. There are no words to describe how angry I am.
It's so bad. That's...
All right. Moving right along.
The fact that you think you're funny is the funniest part.
That's a good joke. You got a better one? Jokes at AndersonPens.com. That's all I'm saying.
Please, God, help me.
That's a good one.
The funniest part is that on our little cheat sheet noteboard, it says lame joke, and that was funnier to me than anything else. So, all right, let's play with these.
All right, do you know how to use this?
So it took me forever to figure these out.
Forever? There's like only three working parts here. Right?
This is the Lamy Pico.
It's like a vanishing point.
It's adorable.
It's got a button. It's got an open end.
It's got a little button here, and I couldn't figure out why it wouldn't slide, why it wouldn't move, whatever. Well, it's because it's cap actuated. How cool is that?
It's like a vanishing point, but then it extends. Push down. This is a great little. It's a great little pocket ballpoint. It fits in your hand.
These are great.
Pants.
Throw it in your purse.
What do we got in it? You've got laser orange.
Yes, this is awesome.
You won't
Ladies,
lose that.
You will never lose this in your purse. It like glows. The only thing that would make it better is a flashlight at the end.
A laser pointer?
A flashlight.
Okay.
I like flashlights.
You can have a laser pointer and a flashlight. So.
All right.
I've got the Imperial Blue. This is a really nice
That's a nice gorgeous color. Hey, does that match?
It's pretty close.
Wow.
Pretty All close. Right.
So these are great. These are new to us. We also have them at our Chicago store. And one of the things that I really, really like is they come in this adorable little packaging. I love sleek, small packaging. I hate companies that just have this giant box filled with extra stuff. I'm really getting into small, sleek packaging.
It's basically the size of the pen at an angle. It's really great. But matte black, Imperial blue, we got the gloss white, piano white.
It's just fun.
The white one's cool because it's got the whites,
it's like
the
Pico
grayish.
Blue.
Moving right along.
So Lamy Pico, great little ballpoint pens. Again, we have them down in our Chicago store as well as online and in the Appleton store. So check that out.
This guy finally came back in
stock.
Oh,
my God.
Actually, I don't know that we've ever actually seen it, had it in stock.
I had one that we were given when we went to Japan.
Yes, yeah. That's the longest I've ever held one in my hand. the Procyon Deep Sea.
Platinum Procyon.
Yeah. It's a great color. Really, really.
This.
Again, very, very similar to this Imperial Blue, but a little bit darker, more gray.
The hair.
Hair grayer. Very attractive color.
Very pretty.
You know, it's like a $50 pen, steel nib, but it's got this feed that allows you to fill very shallow in the bottle. So if you don't have a full bottle of ink, you can, you know, tip it to the side, and you only need a very small portion of the nib and feed in the ink to get it to fill it.
That's a really clever design. More companies should do that.
Yeah. So nice looking pen. Deep Sea comes in fine and medium nib. Steel.
Nice looking pen. You know, it's a decent girth. It's not what I would consider to be a thin pen at all, but it's not fat. It's not heavy. It's really nice. And the threads on the section are not really deep and sharp. So if you hold your pen, if you hold it over the threads, it doesn't dig into you at all. It's very smooth. I like that a lot. I tend to hold my pen in kind of an odd place.
So, cartridge converter. Converter sold separately. So, Procyon. New this week, Lamy 2000.
Now, the Lamy 2000 is not new to us. We've had it before.
But this guy.
But, so, here's
2000.
The original.
Yep.
The fountain pen.
Macrolong. This is just wicked cool. Multi-pen.
Yes.
So gravity, whichever color is up is the color.
That's
or actually
so cool.
Whatever color is, yeah. Whatever color is up is the.
Facing you?
No, it's up.
Up. Right.
Up is the color that, like, so this one's got green.
Green, red,
red
blue, and black.
And black. And then you can also see the color on the end of the refill so you know which one you've
That's
got.
That's cool. These are very cool.
Don't we all need a green ink for something?
Yes.
But
I used to use purple or green when I was a professor and I would grade papers.
Yeah, it's nice to have another option. And then if you want to complete the set, then of course there's the Lamy 2000 ballpoint, which
yes.
actually is a pretty, that's a pretty cool
I
ballpoint.
Like the look. I love
the feel.
The trim contrast. It's a nice size. It's a nice weight. It's not very heavy at all. I like that a lot.
The clip is nice. I like that the spring. I would like the 2000 clip because you can grab it at the top and then you can put it in your pocket. So you don't really need, sometimes you need two hands to put in a pen here. You can just kind of slide it in and out with one hand if you need to.
Yeah. Nice look.
But so if you're looking for a multi-pen, that's a really attractive option. And it goes along with the Lamy 2000 that you may or may not already have.
All right. So here's my question for you. Remember back when you were in like grade school and everybody had the multicolored pen?
The blue one with the white
the
cap.
Blue barrel with the
yep.
white cap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What brand was that? Was that a
I don't know.
Bic
I never actually had one.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Right? Most of you guys had those. This is
they still
cooler.
Make that. They
I
still
know.
Make that one, yeah.
I know. I thought we had one not too long ago.
So, but no, this is nice. This is very cool. And I do like the ballpoint. It's just pretty slick. Nice spring action.
You like the ballpoint?
Yeah.
Brian Anderson said, I like this ballpoint.
I like it. I didn't say I'm going to buy one.
You did.
I said, I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I used a Retro 51 rollerball last night.
Awesome.
And those refills last a long time. Holy
they
cow.
Do, because that's not a pen you use all the time.
I don't use it very often. Yeah, it's an emergency pen. So. And it was an emergency. I needed a rollerball. Next up, sticking with Lamy. Lamy Crystal.
Crystal inks. These are so cool. I love the bottle.
Nice
little triangular shaped. Look at that.
It's got the color on the end of the cap.
This is beautiful.
I'm trying not to make a mess here.
Please don't.
That's nice. Yeah, and so this whole inner portion here, including the threads, is all the color of the ink.
Yeah, that is very cool.
That's nice. So this comes in a number of colors. Yeah, it's cute. It's really cute. It's easy to grip too if it does get stuck. That's nice.
Yeah. So, I love the triangular shape.
No blotter like the standard Lamy bottle.
30 mil. This is just really gorgeous.
So what do we got? Green, pink, purple, there's a gray. Bluish, lightest bluish gray.
There are several colors, I believe 10.
Okay.
Do you want me to rattle them off?
Yeah, only if you know them. Otherwise, we have four here. And
We have them online, and they're really pretty. We should have all the ink swabs up as well, I believe. Gorgeous, gorgeous colors.
Awesome.
All right, you're in charge of this because I can't pronounce it.
So when we were in Japan, I saw this little Nemosyne notebook.
I thought this was
the most adorable thing ever. And I really like pocket notebooks. And as it turns out, I need a new notebook this week. But we get back and I'm talking with Chris, Mr. Paper, and I'm like, can we get this? I saw this cutest little Nemosyne notebook. He's like, oh, we can get those. So Chris went ahead and ordered them for me. But it's the 193, it's 5mm, and it's top coil bound, so it just flips up like that, and then it's lined, but you've got two distinct sections.
Yes, I love that about
which
this.
Which is kind of cute, it kind of divides your paper up for you if you want, and each page is perforated, rip it out, you're all good to go, and you know, it's two-sided, of course. Sometimes you don't have a line on the other side, but nice little notebook. In fact, if I compare it to This is how much I need a new notebook. This is my petite journal. This is the larger petite journal. It's a little bit more compact in size.
That's cute.
It's about two-thirds the size. About the same height, but a little bit narrower. So yeah, this one's seen better days.
Well, it's well used. Yeah. All right. So how do you pronounce this?
Nemosyne.
Nemosyne.
Marumon Nemosyne.
Yes.
So.
All right. 50 sheets.
Great little notebook. So I'm looking forward to switching up. I like to mix up my pocket journals, and this one. I just use it for, you know, this is perfect for taking notes and making lists and stuff.
I love that it's perforated.
Yeah, perforated's the only way I'm going to go with these days. So.
Good to know.
So this is the
Thank you for sharing. The
cute size, apparently, is what it's called.
Cute size. Cute size. All right. We have a birthday to celebrate.
Yay.
Miles Davis, birthday, Sunday, the 26th. We do still have some of our Miles Davis blue left in the ink.
Maybe I should get my trumpet out on Sunday.
Is Lindsay going to be here? You could blast the trumpet.
Last time I played it?
Oh, my God.
That was probably the last time I took it out.
I love this bottle.
It's cute.
Absolutely beautiful.
So happy birthday, Miles Davis.
So do you want to tell the story of the trumpet?
I think we told the story of the trumpet. The last time, okay, so... All right, here's the story of the trumpet. So I played trumpet in college, da-da-da-da-da. So I've got it in the basement. I don't really play it anymore. And
the kids were
a number of years ago
newly out of school, so the school year had just ended.
High school?
I think so. Yeah. And the first week, you know, we let them just sleep in, do whatever, you know, take a break. And then you need to get back to reality and not sleep until noon every day. You've got chores around the house, you've got part time jobs, you've got whatever. And our daughter is not a morning person at all. And she wouldn't get up, for days and days and days. We threatened. We'd come wake her up.
Well, it was getting to be like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, ridiculous.
We all did it when we were kids, but...
You know, a week, 10 days in is a little too much. Yeah. So we threatened her. If you don't get up tomorrow by like 10 o'clock, it wasn't like 7
We're
going to
get you up.
We're going to get you up.
So she wasn't up. I went downstairs, grabbed the trumpet.
Brought it up.
Opened the door, stood in the door. And as loud and as high as I possibly could play, one
blasted
note.
It.
She literally levitated.
I didn't
off
know
the
people
bed.
Could levitate.
She's
it was
straight
the coolest
up.
Thing.
She was not very happy with me. That was funny. That was the last time I played it. So.
Yes, and I'm not sure which of you is more scared at this point, but it was something to see the two of them.
So. All right. Anyway, happy birthday, Miles Davis.
What else?
Pilot event recap. We just had the pilot event last week
in Chicago
Thursday, Friday.
Always a great time. Always wonderful to see our good friend John Lane of Pilot USA. He brought some really great stuff.
Yeah, so the Seven Gods, which with the clip, so the new available singly, it was good to see those. They're quite nice.
We have the new Anniversary Ink, the individual bottles. We've got the, do we have any of the sets left?
Yes, we got like a couple of the sets left.
Those are nice. That's a great way to try them. And those little bottles are adorable.
And there are no more of those. So
yes.
When the last couple sell, they're gone.
When they're gone,
not
they're
any
gone.
More coming from Pilot. However, in July, Pilot is getting more of the 50 mil bottles. So... That's going to be their last shipment. So
for the year,
period.
Okay.
Well, forever.
Okay.
So the bottles, we still have the bottles in stock. Pretty good selection. We're out of two, but we'll get those back in July. The rest of them readily available. But we got to see the new Ashime, which is a new Makie that's coming out in September. Really pretty nice price point, about $760-ish, so under $800. Very interesting texture to it. Ashime is a stepping stone, so it's got this really cool stepping stone-ish type
like a
pattern.
Pebbled?
Yeah.
Very cool.
We were examining how, because it's all, of course, it's all hand done, and we were looking at all four pieces, because they come in four colors, black, blue, which is really nice, green I like, and then there's kind of a reddish pink. And it's amazing how the pattern is almost exact. It's very hard to tell the difference between two pens, and they're all done by hand. So,
it's amazing.
You know, it's thin, you know, a thin little, think of it like bricks, a thin little brick and then a square brick and then a small square brick. But the pattern was exact. It was a thin next to a da-da-da, you know, I mean, it was... You couldn't tell the difference. You really couldn't. It was crazy. It was almost like it was molded that way, but it wasn't.
The craftsmanship is just amazing. So,
nice. Usual selection of nice maquillage.
It was kind of rainy in Chicago. A couple people came in really pretty wet. So those of you who came out, it was great to see you. And it was really wonderful to be able to share all those cool pens with everybody. Great for some of the new staff to get some training. Mm-hmm. So it was really a good time. And, of course, we went to Miller's.
Yep.
And discovered that the ribs in the appetizer were everything you'd ever hoped. So we're going to try the ribs again.
I think I had two bad days. Okay. I had two bad days. So the ribs are... I highly recommend the ribs on that day. But we did see also there's... a couple other, one thing we can't talk about, even though it's out, we're not supposed to talk about it yet.
Oh, yeah.
But there are two new Sterlings that are going to be coming out in September. Really nice. One's a Cisalet pattern, much like the Parker 75 Cisalet. These are Sterling silver. And the other one is kind of a wood grain, or I think it might even be translated as silk, too. It's a really neat pattern. So the Sterlings only come right now in like a smooth Sterling with like, you know, a Komodo dragon or any of a number of other characters on there. But these are going to be nice.
These are beautiful.
They're very nice.
Very, very pretty.
I happen to have a similar one in my pocket now. But
do you know?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
This is a similar Cisalet style. So it'd be very similar to this pen.
Oh, I have the gold one.
You have the gold one. Yeah. Yeah. So this is an older Elite, but... nice looking pen. Not badly priced at all. It's going to be sub.
What kind of a nib is on that?
That's got a triple broad.
I meant.
Oh.
What does it look like?
Okay, well, it's just a medium then. It's that big nib that's on the Sterling. It's just beautiful. Really big.
That's cool. I'm going to get mine out.
On the ones that are coming out, though, this one, being an older one, has a gold nib, and the other ones are going to be rhodium plated gold, so it matches the trim.
So it's always good to see some of the things that are coming out.
Pilot Custom 912 coming out in a soft, fine medium.
Super excited about this.
I'm just gonna step out there and I'm gonna take credit for that one, because John asked last year, what should we bring over? There are 14 nibs in the 912. I said, bring over the soft, fine medium. You know, it's got all these other nibs, you know, fine, medium, double broad, whatever. Soft, fine medium. That's gonna be a really, really hot.
Are you gonna get one?
No, but I might get one of those stories.
I knew that.
I won't get the Cisalet because this one's too similar, but mm-hmm. I like the other one. I would get the other one.
Okay, when are those coming out?
September.
So that might be a Christmas present?
October 1st anniversary?
Anniversary dating?
Something.
Dating anniversary
great.
Present?
Perfect.
There you go.
Perfect.
Excellent. So. What else?
Lots of things, and then of course there was the thing we can't talk about until we can talk about it, but everybody knows about it. So a certain pen that's coming out in the fall, probably also in the September-October timeframe. Gorgeous.
We can't talk about it.
I was told you're not supposed to talk about it until the email comes out.
Right.
So
you just talked about it.
But I didn't say what it was.
Oh, okay.
Or what model it was, or what color it was, or...
High res.
Anyway, no, good time.
We had a blast.
We had some really cool pens. People brought some cool stuff in. So, thanks, John.
Interesting customers.
Yep.
Yep.
Also, I want to mention this week on Friday for our vintage mailer, if you're interested in new old stock.
Oh, sets, my God.
Sets. Fountain pen, mechanical pencil. I'm talking hang tags in cellophane, in the box, in the outer box.
Some cool, cool stuff.
Parker 51s, Parker 61s, and for the very elite, the Parker 75 Presidential in solid 14 karat gold. Yes, all those are going to be in the Friday mailer, and they're outstanding. Really new, or never been inked. In fact, I look at them and I'm like, the 61s are perfect. Just gorgeous pens.
The deal with the vintage mailer, it comes out Friday morning, and every week we get people who complain that they clicked on it on Saturday or Sunday and everything's gone. These things move fast. Yeah. Quite frankly, that's our plan.
Yeah.
We want them to move. We don't want them to sit. But these are some amazing pens. Every week it's different. some weeks there's a ballpoint or rollerball focus or a certain brand specific focus. Sometimes it's just whatever Brian pulled off the shelf or whatever's left over from the last several weeks. But they go fast. So as soon as you get the mailer, if you're interested, open it up, check it out, buy whatever talks to you, because a lot of these do go fast.
Yeah, you can be the first person to ink up these pens. I mean, they're just
amazing.
They've been sitting, it's like a time machine. They've been sitting for 60, 70 years, and no one's ever inked them. So really pretty good stuff. And this is just the new old stock stuff this week. Hopefully next week I'll get some of the stuff that has been inked. Now, all that stuff I double and triple check, but the new old stock stuff is just, you know, it's, especially on 61s and 51s, they're ready to
quick
go.
And easy. Yeah.
Quick and easy, yeah. So a lot of good stuff, some other things, but that's this week's Vintage Mailer. Stay tuned for that. And if you want to get on the list, bottom of every page on the website, AndersonPens.com, there's a mailing list sign up form. So you can put your email address in there and we'll notify you on Friday.
And Tuesdays.
And Tuesdays, yep.
There you go.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Appleton will be closed on Monday for Memorial Day. The Chicago store will be open.
Okay. Modified hours?
Modified hours of 10 to 6. Okay. 10 to 5?
10 to 5, I thought we
10 to 5.
Yep.
10 to 5. And online, of course, is open 24/7.
Really?
And
we're not taking the day off?
No, we're not.
We're not?
So, that's one of the rare exceptions where we don't ship
We won't ship on Monday. So, if you place your order on Saturday afternoon, it'll ship on
Tuesday morning.
Okay. So.
All right.
I think that's it.
I think so.
Thanks so much for joining us. Join us next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
We should switch that up. More talk about ink, paper, and pens.
Talk to the man.
Oh my. Follow the blog for news, ink reviews from Chris, all sorts of other fun stuff. Stuff's hot stuff is really quite popular these days.
She does a great job.
Check all that out.
Check us out on social media, Anderson Pens.
Don't forget, we have a store in Chicago, inside the Palmer House Hilton, on the first floor, down in the Loop. And the Chicago store is open 7 days a week.
And it's chicago.andersonpens.com.
It's a good website.
It is.
All right. Don't forget to like this video, give us a thumbs up, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, please.
And we'll see you next time.
Cool. Bye.